The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. From the beginning of creation, God made them, male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." The house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. If she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated, boys and girls. Good morning. Are you ready for your long weekend? Or do you want to come to school on Monday? Yeah, we don't want you here on Monday either. Don't worry, okay? So have a good weekend with your family and enjoy the long weekend, okay? You know, in our first reading, one of the very first lines said, "Do not complain about one another." But let's be honest, we spend a lot of time throughout the day complaining about each other, don't we? Sometimes we get frustrated with our families. Sometimes we get frustrated with our friends. Sometimes we don't say the nicest things about each other. So boys and girls, and for all of us here, adults as well, if we spend more time every day complaining about people than saying nice things about them, we got to look in our lives. And God knows I'm guilty of it myself, okay? So Jesus is teaching us today at the reading to quit spending so much time complaining, but to be thankful. So boys and girls, what are you thankful for? Raise your hand. Yes. For having friends. That's a really good thing. Yes. Your family. The gift of life, that's beautiful. Okay, you can put your hands down. So remember today, I'm gonna ask your teachers, did any of you students of the Holy Family complain? And I hope the answer is no. And I'm gonna ask, and I know my parishioners today, they're not gonna call the office once to complain, right? And they're just gonna say, "We love Holy Family," right? We know at times it's hard not to. So let's do this right now. Let's all bow our heads. And instead of complaining, let's show gratitude. So let's just thank God right now for all that we're grateful for, and let's ask God to bless our day.